Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Bechayres Chav Dalad. We begin 8 lines from the top. My Braisa, we spoke so much about this Braisa when there is a Machlekes, a dispute between Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, so Rashbag in short, and the Chachamim. You find newly purchased goat. You bought a goat from a goy, and it's nursing a newborn. Is it hers or not? Rashbag says, yep, she wouldn't be nursing him if it wasn't hers. Okay, so now you confirm that she's already passed her first birth. Chachamim disagree. No, perhaps she just adopted her friend's offspring, but she really had never given birth, in which case, the next time there's a birth from this goat, it is presumed, perhaps, that it's her first. So it's a suffix. It turns out that Rav adopted Rashbag's opinion, l'halacha, he paskin like that, despite the fact that we have a brice, which presents a machlaikas. And the Chachamim take issue with the Rashbag's opinion that it's presumed to be her baby. And the reason why we adopted Rashbag in this case, the Gemara explained, because in the Mishnah, which we met yesterday, there is no mention of any opposing view. It's just stated as a sort of unanimous opinion. Rashbag Omer, you buy the baby from the guy, she's nursing, you assume it's hers. Okay, so in fact, where do we have a braisa which contains a machlekes? Is my braisa? The son, you have a braisa as follows. Halakeh behema minika min oivet kichavim. He purchased an animal who happens to be nursing at the time from a guy. Haba achrav b'chor misafik. The chachamim are of the position that this isn't necessarily a confirmation that in fact she's a mother and she gave birth. Perhaps she's just looking after her friend's animal, in which case the offspring that follows from this goat is a b'chor misafik, has a status of safik b'chor b'pnei, because at times you'll have an animal looking after her friend's animal. B'pei merachemes, Rashi says merachemes means oheves. She'll exhibit love and care and concern. Afal b'she'enu yeledes, even if she had never given birth. So there's no confirmation at all, A, that she had given birth, and B, that this is her offspring. Rashbag Oimer says no. Hadavim chaskasi. We assume it is as it is. Which means that she gave birth and this is her offspring, in which case, next time around, she's a veteran and there is no her status to her offspring. V'chein hoya. Likewise, here comes case number two. Likewise, v'chein hoya Rashbag Oimer, nichnatech edra b'layla. He enters his barn, his animal pen, in the darkness of night. Lots of mazel tovs going on. V'ro ke'esr, k'chomish esr mafkirois, v'she'enam mafkirois, v'yodois. He encounters a whole flock of animals. We have about 10-15 of them, comprised of some are first-time mothers, mafkirois, loshna b'chor, first-time mothers, v'she'enam mafkirois, giving birth for the second, third time, veteran mothers. All of them are yodois, okay, all giving birth. But it's nighttime. He can't necessarily discern which baby is what. And the next morning he sees that they're all nursing. Hishkim gets up. Lamacher Hishkim, next morning he gets up early. Goes out to check his new arrivals. And he encounters the following peculiar scene. Lamacher Hishkim matzah zacharim teluyos b'shem nafkiris. He finds amongst the newborns, some are male, some female. The male are teluyos. They're hanging around the nursing from the Amav Kiris, from the veterans, in which case they're not Bukhar. And Unakevis, ironically, the female offspring, which in any case are exempt from Bukhar, which is specific to male, they are attached to the first time mothers, to Luis Mav Kiris. in which case all are exempt. The female, because even though they're first timers, they're female, and the male, because they're coming from veteran mothers. He need not concern himself with the possibility that perhaps they swapped. Perhaps these Zacharim are really from the first timers, and in which case they're Bechayrim, and vice versa. There's no concern. He need not speculate. Shema Benoshal Zu Bola Itzazu. Perhaps the son of one, this one, moved over to that one, and vice versa. Okay, so bottom line, we found the Machlekes in the Braisa regarding the goat or the sheep nursing this newborn. Chacham say, you never know, maybe she's nursing a friend's animal, in which case she had yet to give birth. In which case, the next time around, perhaps it's her first time, it's a Bukhar, so it's going to be Safik Bukhar. Rashbag says, no way. She wouldn't be doing it if she wasn't yet a mother. Now the question is, to what extent does Rashbag maintain this mode of thinking? Iboilu. When Rashbag says, Hadavar b'chaskosei, the come Rashbag, the term Davar b'chaskosei, it is presumed to be as is, as you see. What did he mean? Da'inam rachemes elim ken yoledes. She wouldn't be looking after an offspring if she wasn't yet a mother. In which case it proves that she's already given birth. But does this prove that this is really hers? Maybe motherhood only happens through birth, but you know, the tendency to care and to look after only, you know, happens through giving birth. But maybe she's looking after her friend's animal. Okay, but let's say you've confirmed that she has already given birth. Fine. So you know that next time there's a birth, it's not going to be a Bukhar. But what about this specific offspring? Have you confirmed that this is certainly hers? Chayshina l'ruchumi? Shall we perhaps be concerned that at this point she's already a mother and she's has that tendency and she's looking after her friend's animal, so it's not really hers? Or you can say, no, an animal only looks after her own. Dida marachma, she only exhibits love and care to her own. So you know, she's nursing, it's hers. Deloy dida loy marachma, she wouldn't for her neighbors. Ma'af, what's the point of asking this question? Either way, you certainly confirm that this animal has already given birth, she's a veteran, because she wouldn't be caring for the offspring if she wasn't. So what's the difference whether this is hers or not? Says the Gemara, l'milka Allah, there's an issue of shechting mother and offspring on the same day. If he shechts the mother and this particular offspring that's latched onto her on the same day, will he get malchus or not? If you would tell me that an animal is only merachma her own, but if it's not hers, she wouldn't care for it. Well, okay, so now the fact that she's nursing this one indicates that it's hers, and you get malchus for shechting on the same day. But on the other end, if you're going to tell me deloy didonami merachma, she wouldn't hesitate to care for her friend's animal as well, then we don't know if it's really hers. Leilaki wouldn't get malchus for shechting them on the same day. Mai, what do you have to say about this? Tashma, let's take a look at the Mishnah of yesterday. Tashma, Rashbag Omer, Halkeach Behemu Reb Gechavim. A fellow purchased a sheep from a guy who is nursing, who's looking after the baby. Right? They add the word Manika, as per the Lashon Hal Mishnah. Is it just a random occurrence? No. We don't speculate that perhaps it's her friend's animal. Okay, that's a confirmation that in fact it's hers. Well, miktani hu? Does the Mishnah then say that we're not concerned that this particular offspring is her friend's? No, it's hers. Confirmed? It doesn't say that in the Mishnah. Rather, it says haya. Haya ktani. The Mishnah means like this. It only confirms the first part, that she is already a mother. She had already given birth. But who's to say this is her offspring? We're not concerned that this is her friend's offspring. That's where Haya comes in. Unless she had already also given birth. So all Rashbag is saying in the Mishnah, that tending to an offspring and nursing the offspring is an indication, a confirmation that she herself had already given birth. That's it. But the second point, that this is hers, that we don't know. Tashmai comes another attempt at it, right? From the Brisa we brought today. So the Brisa had two parts, right? The first part, he bought the animal from the guy. Rashbag says, we leave it as is. And then v'chein, another point of the braisa. He walks into the barn, he sees them all giving birth next morning, right? The male, the female. Toshma nichnas tech edrei. V'roz ha'mafkiris menikos. V'she'en ha'mafkiris menikos. Everybody's busy giving birth. Everybody's, you know, busy nursing now, okay? Ein l'choshesh. There's no need to concern that perhaps there was a swap. Shema b'no shel zu bozet zu. Oy shema b'no shel zu baloy eitzel zu. So we're not concerned that actually this is this is the Mishnah, the second part of the Mishnah, okay? Second part of the Mishnah, Chagim on base. So there's no concern about swappings. Again, he walked into his Eder, he sees everybody Mendika, everybody nursing, the Mafkiris, the first time mothers, the veterans. Eini choishish, Shema b'na shel zu ba loitzel zu, Oy Shema b'na shel zu ba loitzel zu. And he knows that this is hers and this is hers. And the question is, hold it. How do you know? I know that she wouldn't be tending to an offspring if she wasn't yet a mother, but who says it's her offspring? Am I? Leichesh, according to you, we should be chayishesh dilma rechum birachem. Maybe she's, showing compassion and looking after her friend's animal. Says the Gemara, guess what? Not in this case. But makayim didah. In a situation where her offspring is in the vicinity, certainly she would not neglect her own for her friends. She wouldn't abandon her own, look after her friends. In this case, certainly, it's hers. But otherwise, you don't know. Tashma, it comes another raya from the brisa, which we had earlier today. So he bought the animal from the guy, it's nursing. Chacham say, yeah, you never know. Maybe she just adopted her friend's And Rosh Bach says, no, it's presumed to be attributed to her. Toshma. And then the Braisa continues with the second part, V'chein V'chulu, which is a similar case to the Mishnah, where he notices a bunch of newborns, and, the males are here, the females are there. And the Mishnah says, there as well. There's no concern of mix-ups, right? So let's assume, my love, Reisha Dumi DeSeifa. Now, let's just realize in the second case, where her offspring is also nearby, she certainly wouldn't overlook her own for her friends. That's been established. So in the second part of the Bryce one, it says, we're not concerned about swaps. We mean literally, because each one is looking after her own. Okay, so this one that's nursing from this one is her child. And throughout the... throughout the rest of the group as well. But what about the first part of the braisa, where it's only just one sheep that he bought from a guy he's nursing? Chacham say, you never know, maybe she's looking after a child even before she gave birth. Rosh Bach says, no. Tending to an offspring is a confirmation of birth. But to what extent? So let's assume it's like the second part of the braisa, where it's confirmed that the offspring that's nursing from her is in fact her child, right? Because her child is around, she wouldn't neglect her own, right? So let's assume the ratio, the first part of the braisa, is teaching a similar halacha, is working with a similar parameter. My lab, ratio to the seifa. Part A of the braisa is on the same track as part B. Ma seifa vade dido, just like section B of the braisa contains a confirmation. Whoever she's nursing is hers. Likewise in the Reisha. Where just one goat nursing a random baby. No, it's not random, it's hers. So that apparently resolves our Shiloh. Because then according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the goat that's nursing indicates two things. One, confirmation that she has given birth. B, to this one. So as the Gemara knows, says, maybe... each part of the Bryce is presenting differently, unconnected, mid-area. How could you prove one from the other? Haikadisa. Part A of the Bryce is speaking in terms of confirming that she gave birth in general. And part B, because her child is nearby, then yeah, of course there it's different. She's certainly taking care of her own. Haikadisa. Umay v'chein. So what's the point of the v'chein, the connector in the Bryce? Which sounds like both halachas are in the same singing the same tune. Aptur de bechayra, regarding the first point that the first part of the braisa, where it was just one goat nursing, in the case that she had already given birth, so she's potter from Bukhara, likewise in the second part of the braisa. But in terms of identifying, pinpointing that this in fact is her offspring, perhaps that's not so, unless her offspring is known to be nearby, in which case she's certainly looking after it. Amar Rabba Barba Chanor Beichna. So let's just recap, bottom line. You have a newly purchased goat or sheep from a guy who happens to have an offspring nearby who is nursing from it. According to Rashbag, it confirms that she's already reached motherhood, otherwise she wouldn't be looking after an offspring. According to Chachamim, not necessarily so. According to Rashbag, have we confirmed that this is hers? Well, we're not so sure, unless we know for a fact that hers is certainly in the area, so she wouldn't be looking after somebody else instead of hers, and then we know this is hers. Amar Rabba, Bar Bachan Rabbi Yechon, a similar halach. Roch hazir shekoruch achar roch. So he has a rachel, a sheep, mother, and this young chazir, exhibiting signs, unkosher signs, appearing like a chazir, who's karuch, who's latched on to the mother, nursing from the mother, who's looking after her. So two things. First of all, the mother sheep is now exempt from Bechor, so any subsequent offspring is presumed to be post-Bechorah, because she wouldn't be nursing and looking after the Chazir if she wasn't a mother. But you can't consume the Chazir-looking offspring. Ah, then he quotes a pasuk in Hosea, until Mashiach comes and clarifies the halacha. Until Elyonah becomes, Ad Yavai Vyere Tzedek Lochem, until Elyonah becomes and clarifies whether or not you can eat it. Now, this statement of Rabbi Yechon seems to be a contradiction in terms. On the one hand, Patav Na Bechira, the mother is exempt from Bechira down the road. Why? Because she's nursing. Nursing equals motherhood. Kaman Kvashbak. Now, according to him, we should assume this is her offspring, so it should be mutter to eat. Rashi brings the Mishnah, we had enough hay. Hayoytzi min ha-tar tar. Anything which comes out, which emerges from a kosher source, is tar, despite its confusing presentation. So on the one hand, we're going like Rashbag. But then, we follow by saying, va'asur ba'achil, you can't eat it. Because maybe it's not her offspring. K'rabban, that sounds like the Rabbanon speaking. So it's a contradiction in terms. V'su, furthermore, ik'rabbanon. If part B, prohibiting consumption, is in line with the Rabbanon, because, you know, we don't know. Maybe she's just adopting a stranger's, a strange chazir. So, it's just a matter of verifying the facts. My ad yavai v'yiret tzedek lochem, what's the reference to yiret tzedek? It sounds like we're speaking about some halachic ruling that has to be, arrived at. It's not a halachic question, it's a mitzius, it's a factual phenomenon that we have to confirm and clarify. Should have said, until you figure out what happened, is it hers or not? But perhaps we can explain Rabbi Yechon as follows. Misapkala, he's really not sure. It's not a contradiction, he's not sure. Yalach Rashbag Rabbanon. Whether we go Rashbag or like the Rabbanon. If that's the case, in Misapkala, so then am I Pturim Rabbachira? First part of the statement is problematic. Why would he exempt it from Bechira? We're not sure. Maybe she's not really a mother. But so furthermore, Misapkali, does really have a suffix in terms of how to paskin? Certainly, paskin like Rashbag. V'amar Rabba, Barbara Chano, Riechon Kol Mok, Sheshon Rashbag, whatever we find Rashbag speaking in the Mishnah, Kemoy, so we paskin like him. Chutz, except for three exceptions, Me'arev, Vatsaydin, Me'arech Reina. So what's the question? Of course we go like him. Loyalam Pshita Lelach Rashbag. You're right. He certainly was following Rashbag's shita. That what? So let's recall, we had two points in Rashbag. Number one, nursing the offspring indicates motherhood in general. And number two, we had a question which wasn't really resolved yet. She's a mother, in which case the next offspring is certainly not a bechor, but is this her child? Or maybe she's adopting a stranger. That we're not sure about, and that what he's not sure about either. Pshita Lech Rashbag. So that confirms that she's a mother. She's parted from Bukhar down the road, Miu, but still Masapka is not sure how far Rashbag takes it. Yisovar Rashbag Yoledes Merachemes, does he hold that Once she's arrived at motherhood, she can still adopt somebody else's offspring, so it's not confirmed that it's her, so you can't eat it. Or Yerim Rachem is a perhaps. She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't look after a stranger's offspring, in which case we have confirmation that this chazir-looking creature is really hers and it's mutar v'achila. So that explains his statement. Ask the Gemara Yehochi if that's the his point of reference. So why did he speak about such a strange phenomenon with chazir and a tle? Yehochi adash midin chazir, instead of speaking about some strange looking creature, which we, you know, question whether or not it's hers, lishmein and tle. He could have spoken about a very simple case. A sheep giving birth to another sheep. And the question still would apply. Is it hers? In which case, if you shech them both on the same day, you violated Oisev Ez Banei or not? Right? The same concept, just in a more homegrown fashion. Lishmein and tle. But the question is, you get malchus for shechting both mom and the parent offspring on the same day. So why did he sort of choose to, refer to some sort of unconventional situation? The answer is to highlight the point. Chazir strichle. There was a point in mentioning chazir because otherwise you wouldn't have full clarity in terms of the extent. The yashmin a tlef. We only spoke about a sheep giving birth to a tle, hanging around with a tle. Havamina, I would think, you know what? Intim tzalayma yisava yiletz merachemes. That even if you would, respond by saying, yeah, it's possible that she's looking after her friend's animal. She's a yiledes, right? She's certainly confirmed to have given birth, but maybe this particular one is not hers. Demina. But maybe that's specific to her type. So if she's looking after a tula, a young sheep, we can speculate that it's her friends that she's just looking after. But the loimina, let's say, would be a chazir, which is totally a different type. Loi, perhaps there's no chance that she's looking after her friend's animal. Ashmin chazir. That's why he picked chazir. And they add the Gersa, the Ima Rachma, because if in fact an animal has a tendency to look after her friends, I feel it love minanami klameima, dimma marachma. It would apply even to something which is presenting like a different variety, different species. So that's why he picked this unconventional depiction. To address this question in the most broad way. That, even when it's a chazir, there's still room to speculate. Perhaps she's just adopting, looking after it. And this is in line with another statement of Rabbi Yochanan, that in fact, we're not sure about how far Ashbag takes the halacha. Boy Achai, we turned on the base, Beribi. This question was posed by Achai, the great Achai. Ro'a chazir. Right? Exactly our case. He notices a chazir looking animal, shekorachach a rochel, nursing from a rochel, from a sheep. Mal, what's his status? And the Gemara explains what his question was. Maikami Bailey. Ilim al Bukhira. Was his question limited to the Bukhira question? Shall we assume that this sheep is already a mother? Vikami Bailey ilchasuk rashbag ilchasuk rabbanon. The question really is whether we pass in like the Rabbanon that nursing and tending to an offspring isn't a confirmation of motherhood, or do we go like Rashbag that it is a confirmation, in which case the next offspring is number two, is considered post-Bechira. If that was his question, if it was limited to that, then why do you have to go to the unconventional Chazir, Tiboy Le'Tle? Same question could apply to a Tle, a sheep looking after a young Tle, a young newborn sheep. Is she considered to have given birth or not? The answer is, he had a double question, very similar to the previous discussion. A twofold question. When an animal is looking after an offspring, is number one, she presumed to be a mother in general, Alibi the Rabban? who are not really sure about that. And la'achila, we'll leave the Rashbak. Afilo, I'll leave the Rashbak. Number two, regarding the kashrus of the offspring, according to Rashi Gamliel, as well. Explains the Gemara. And that is why he illustrated in this fashion. Chazir, nursing from a rachel, to bring out both aspects of this question. The b'chir afilo rabbanon, even the rabbanon who say in general, you have a goat, baby, nursing from a goat mother, and there's no confirmation that she gave birth. Perhaps she's looking after somebody else's. But perhaps that's only when it's a goat from a goat. They're alike. They're similar. So she latches on. But when it's a chazir, being looked after a sheep, perhaps even the rabban would agree, she would never touch the chazir. She would never look after a chazir if it wasn't really hers. The Amri who say in general merachma, that perhaps an animal can be found to be looking after an offspring even though she has yet to give birth. Ki merachma demina, perhaps that's only applying to her type, but if it's a different species, she wouldn't do it if it wasn't hers, in which case it's confirmed that she's a mother. Or you can say no. Can happen. I shall look after something which is different than her. So there's no confirmation. Then, in fact, she gave birth. And the same question applies, according to Rabbi Shimon Leil as well, regarding Achila. So Ashbag holds that an animal seen tending after an offspring certainly confirms that she had already given birth. So the first part is confirmed. What about the second point? Is this her child? In which case, can you go eat it, even though it exhibits non-kosher signs because it's sourced from kosher? Because it's certainly the sheep's offspring, la'achila, v'afilu ashbag, even according to ashbag, you have the question. Intim tzalei me'sava yoledes merachemes. Because even if we don't really have confirmation how far ashbag takes it, yeah, it confirms that she's a mother, Yoledes, but maybe she's Rachemes, she's looking after her friend's animal. But maybe that's limited to Demina when it's her type. So a sheep can, at times, give birth. So it activates her motherhood tendencies, right? And now she'll start looking after offspring, but maybe she's looking after her friends. But perhaps that's only Demina when it's her type. Of creature, to love me in a loy, but if it's not her type, it's like chazir, she wouldn't dare go near that. And the fact that she is indicates that it's hers, and you can eat it. Or you can say, to love me in a namim rachma. Just as she'll take an interest in her friend's goat, we'll take an interest in her friend's chazir. Take it, we'll leave it unresolved. Okay, so at the end of the day, what do we have? So we have an animal looking after an offspring, nursing, looking after an offspring. According to Shitas Chachamim, there's no confirmation at all that she even gave birth. In which case, the next time there's an offspring from this mother, it could be the first time, it could be a bachar, so it's a safek. And we just stretched it to, even if she's looking after a chazir, right? Maybe it applies there too. There's no confirmation that it's her, that she even gave birth. On the other hand, Ashbag holds, yep, for sure. Only an animal had already given birth, it's already arrived at motherhood, will be looking after and nursing this offspring. But to say that it's hers? Not so simple. Now, when we know that hers is certainly in the area, then we know that, of course, she wouldn't be overlooking her own to take care of the other one, and then the one that's next to her is hers, but otherwise we're not sure. And that would apply even to Chazir and all these other. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Meshulam Aimer, Hashechet Ez Abchor. So this is the famous Reis Ibn Shulam, which we referred to yesterday. A fellow would like to shecht a Bukhar. Bukhar, you know, got a mum, or unblemished, and he's shechting the Beis HaMikdash. And he's got to get access to the area to do shechita, and it's full of wool, it's full of hair. You're not meant to share the Bukhar, it's a carbon, right? So what do you do to clear the area? Rabbi Yisrael Nishom Eimer, Sheikh al-Sabachar, Oysa Mokim b'Kaifetz. Mekan u'mekan. So he takes the Kaifetz, the knife, the big knife, and he pushes around the hair, both directions, to make way for the V'tol Shaseir, and he can pluck out some of the hair. U'bilvad, provided that he leaves the hair over there, he leaves it, you know, dangling leaves it in its place. He doesn't remove it. Rashi says, for concern that the onlooker will mistakenly believe that he could share the Bukhar. So although he's compelled to clear and make access, but he has to leave the material right there until after the Shechita. And likewise, if he has to pluck out some of the hair to expose the blemish, to have it inspected and confirmed by the expert, likewise, the same system would apply. Amar Rav halacha Reis Ibn Shulam. Okay, here's the second statement of Rav, which we mentioned yesterday, that's how we paskin. That you can actually pluck out some of the hair if it's for the sake of these purposes. Bo minei mirafuna. The following was posed to Rafuna. I understand it's permissible by the Bukhar. Connect the biyantiv mao. It's yamtiv. You're allowed to do shchit on yamtiv. Is one allowed to pluck out some hair to make room for the knife? So a parallel situation on Yom Tov, is it permissible or not? Now, what are the factors at play? Time of the Reis Ibn Shulam is Rabbi Yossi's reason Mishum to Kasava Toilo Shlav Hanu Goizis. The reason why he permits by the Bukhar is because only Goizis, true sharing, is Asar by Bukhar. Toilo Shlav plucking, hand plucking, is not considered an act of Goizis. That's why it's allowed, but that's specific to Bukhar. Yom Tov, Asar, but on Yom Tov it's Asar, because even plucking is Asar, even if it's not the conventional, you know, sharing process. The Havali Oikud of Magdul, ultimately, he's pulling something out of its source of life. Oidim, on the other hand, you can say, Ba'al Masav Reis Ibn Shulam Toilash Hanu Goizis. Reis really holds that plucking is a form of Goizis. So there's no discount there. Why is it permissible by the Bukhar? Behind the time of the Shari, the reason why he allows by the Bukhar, because it's not something which he's intending on doing. Rashi explains, he's not really trying to pluck, he's just pulling and you know, pushing, and you know, if it happens, it happens, but it's not his intended consequence. In which case, that formula, that principle, would apply to Yom Tov as well. Yom Tov, Dov Shem Yiskav, is also Mutter. So which way? Amr Lusi told him, Zilu Shailu al Rav Chanana. First of all, check up with Rav Chanana, who was a student of Rav, who will tell you whether Rav adopted Rabbi Yisrael Shulam's opinion. And if he did, then I'll explain to you, we'll go further. Yomar, did he say Halacha Kreisim Shulam? If he adopted a shita, then we have to elaborate on it and apply it. If shalachu, then I'll go and clarify your question, and we'll see whether we can apply it to Yom Tov as well. Asu shaylu, so they went to ask him. Amalui says, yep. Hachim Arab, Rav, in fact, said, Alachka Rav Yisrael Meshulam, we pass him like him, that's allowed. So he spoke about the Bukhar. So he came back to Rav Huna, asked him to Rav Huna with their question, what about a Yom Tov? Amalui says, yep, it's mutter. Connected to Yom Tov, mutter. Corresponding to Yom Tov, it's mutter. Reason being, because it's Domishen Meskavan. It's unintended, and it's okay. It's Marnami, we find likewise. Amar Chanani Bar Shlami Shnei Rav. Here we have a clear quote from Rav. Connected to Yom Tov mutter. Correspondingly, on Yom Tov will be mutter. Reason because a double shade maskavin is mutter. Ask the Gemara, return to the next page. Miyom Rav Hochi? Is that so that Rav allows one to do an act which may bring about a malacha, may result in an unintended consequence, which is a malacha? Umiyom Rav Hochi? V'omar Rav Chia Barashi Mishmeid Rav Kotz Rav. That's not allowed. Mesuch Raya is the material, you know, plug, the rag that's plugged into the spigot holder of the barrel, the nizyais of the, you know, the barrel with wine or beer. Also, laduki b'yametav on Yom Tov, you can't fasten it because inevitably, because it's full of liquid, it's going to squeeze out, which is a melacha, schita, libun, cleaning a baguette, washing a baguette. Now, do it on Yom Tov. Also, laduki b'yametav. Why not? It's Enos Gavin, it's unintended. He's trying to adjust the spigot. He's not trying to squeeze out. Apparently, one may not engage in an act which will generate even an unintended melacha. Oh, says Gemara, it's so different. Because that's inevitable. Why he, in that case, I feel Rav Shimon might, even Rav Shimon, who typically says, Dover She'ein Meskaven is Mutter, even he would agree it's Asher because it's inevitable. It's considered like you're intending for that result. Dabai Rava, Bai Rav both said, Amit Havayu, Moid Rav Shimon, even Rav Shimon generally allows unintended acts, would not allow in this case. Ipsik Reishi V'Liyama is an expression like, try to chop off the head of the chicken and it won't die. Of course it will. It's inevitable. This is what we call psik reshi throughout Shas. It's bound to happen. In which case, it's considered like a direct act, like an intended act. And it's also, as opposed to the shuffling around with the hair of the Bechor or the animal Yom Tov, he's trying to make room and, okay, if it gets detached, it's unintended, it's just an indirect result, and it would be mutter, according to Rav. Okay, all the best to you, not slachra.